We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Real celebrities, real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
head.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got two special guests in the building now. Our intern has really done his homework. We have, I'm going to try to pronounce his full name. Boris Frederick Cecil Tate Nate Ofotwe.
Almost.
It pains me in my heart.
Boris Frederick Cecil Tenate Ofuate.
Well, that don't count, Nicole. You're supposed to know that.
We have Nicole Ari Parker.
She had to study
Thank
that.
You.
Before we got married. Over and over.
I tried.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Now, you guys have a TV show coming on Fox, a talk show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, daytime talk show.
Now, Boris, what kind of relationship advice could I get from a beautiful, rich couple? How can y'all relate to us regular folk?
See, let me tell you something. My wife actually answered it best this morning when asked the same question. You want to repeat?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, she was on the day. She don't remember. It was like 6 in the morning. When it comes to oatmeal in the morning, putting sneakers on the kids, checking the homework, everybody's the same. We all got the same stuff going on at home. Yeah. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what color you are. It's all the same. And that's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about stuff that everybody's passionate about, everybody's worried about, concerned with, whether it's current topics, issues, or whether it's parenting, love, relationship, sex. That's the kind of stuff that we're going to have on our show every day.
But what about if there's a problem in the household and one goes one way, one goes the other way? Who wins?
Do you really have to ask that question?
Come on, man. You know better.
Is that a wedding ring on your finger?
Yes, wedding ring.
And so you know the answer.
Oh, that's, do I have to answer?
But you know what? We accept it.
Absolutely.
We accept it. That's what we sign up for. Mm-hmm. And we're learning how to communicate every day. We're getting better at it every day. Like, guys have to learn how to be more present, how to listen. Mm-hmm. Women have to understand that we became parents the exact same second.
Right.
Right? Yep. Because they sometimes treat us, we don't know. You know, this is how you got to do it. This is how you got to feed them. Don't you understand? I do it my way.
It doesn't feel like that, though. It doesn't feel like as a father you become a parent the exact moment
we do.
The baby comes out. I mean, we do by definition.
Maybe you, have you, do you have kids?
Yeah, got a 6-year-old.
Oh, so you, were you there at birth?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm saying.
You are.
So
right.
you became father the same exact time she became a mother.
Technically, but I don't feel the same attachment. Probably not until later.
Oh, okay. Well, but maybe that's just your individual feeling.
Right.
I mean, I for one, when my daughter was born, she came out screaming. They sort of washed her off. They put her down. She was screaming, and then I started talking to her in German. And she recognized the voice. She opened her eyes and stopped screaming and looked at me. Mm. That was my first connection with my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And that just literally turned me into a man right there.
Gotcha.
So I guess everybody has their own experience, but I feel that as it pertains to parenting, we're equal.
I mean, absolutely. Like, I so if
you don't think we're equal?
No, because whatever they say wins. Like she just said, who wins?
No, but that has nothing to do with parenting. That's your relationship with your wife.
Absolutely. Right.
I'm just talking about
as a parent. It's yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think as a wife, I needed to stop caring so much about the way he did things. Mm-hmm. Like he makes pancakes different than me.
Yeah.
He combs the hair different than me.
And
he
they're good as hell, by matches, the way. My pancakes are
they
good.
Are good. Oh, they are. Psh. They're
the kind of pancake okay. master.
Don't you just sit here and be all perfect.
Boris said he makes perfect pancakes.
Now, let me ask you something. Recently, Zoe Saldana was on the news talking about last names, and her husband took her last name. Would you ever have considered being, you know, Boris Parker Kojo?
No, because it doesn't sound good. It would just mess with my rap in terms of pancakes. Nobody would believe me making great pancakes if my name was Boris Parker.
That's true.
Plus, no, seriously, though, my heritage, my African heritage, we go through a lot mm-hmm. because we earn our name, mm-hmm. right? So when we named our children, we had to go back to Ghana. We had to talk to the elderly. My father had to approve it with everybody so that we could name Sophie Tanaki Lee. And
Tanaki means firstborn daughter.
There's a whole process in naming your child, and that's how I was named as well, as you can see with my name. Mm-hmm. So, and
even
in
though Kojo
case,
means like Monday,
I probably wouldn't take the Parker name, but I don't care about that kind of stuff. I really don't. You know,
I think it makes sense for the kids to have both names. Two individuals made these people, like the Jolie Pitts, like Brad and Angelina. Mm. Their names are the kids' last names are Jolie Pitt, and that makes a little bit of sense if you're going to try to combine it. I am, however, considering changing my name after 10 years of marriage.
There we go.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out. I want to take a little poll
Nikki
here.
Nikki Kojo.
The Kojos hyphenated. Is a nice name for a show, though. Yeah. The Kojos.
Oh, I like that. Do you think I should did your wife take your name?
Yes, she did.
Wow. Do you think I should take his name?
Yes.
I mean, and as a woman, do you think I should take his name?
I think you should keep yours too, though. I think you should do it like you, Nicole Ari Parker Kojo.
That's a whole lot, though, on the Oscar. Yeah.
There you go.
It's kind of hard though.
What about Nicole Ari Kojo?
Would you?
That's a compromise.
Only you know the only reason I like her keeping it is because she's famous and she's had her name and people know her by that name and that's
forget
the reason.
Fame? No, she's a wife.
Yeah, but she would still. But she would still have his name. But why can't she keep hers and then add his after it? I think that's a great thing to do.
You know, honestly, I didn't really think too much about it, but I did think, like, what if I did all that, change my name, and then it didn't work out? Like,
damn.
Well, we can't.
Y'all been together
10 years. That's what I'm saying, right?
Well, look at Kris Kardashian. I mean, Kris.
Are you going to?
Kris, no, no, Kris Jenner.
He changed his
everything.
Whole gender.
Yeah. His name. He changed everything.
Plus, he knew that 30 years or 40 years ago he was going to do that. Look, I think we earned, 10 years puts us in a category where we're pretty safe. For now.
For now, right?
Okay.
Actually, I mean, if I would have gone somewhere, we would have done it like after 2 years.
Yeah, right? Yeah. We kind of ended up
I mean,
we
want to be here.
Yeah.
I think that's the basis of a good relationship that you actually want to be here. I don't need to be here.
No,
she don't need to be here.
By Kanye West logic, 10 years, you've earned a menage too. Like,
well, see, now you starting stuff.
that's Kanye West logic, okay?
That's
not
the
everybody else.
Time
is.
That's come up today. Like, somebody else asked us,
what
couple do we want to go on a date with?
Really?
And I'm like,
yeah. I was like, what?
A date with? What kind of date? You mean dinner? Cheesecake factory?
Like a double date?
Wow. Who would y'all swing with?
I don't know. We aren't there
yet. See, the problem with swinging, let me break it down.
You should do Will and Jada. You should do Will and Jada.
Yet, though. It's just an opportunity.
No, but a lot of married people open up the stage for other things to happen, and I haven't gotten there.
Look here.
The problem with swinging.
There's many different cultures in the world. Mm-hmm. They live their lives in many different ways.
Yes.
There's polygamy on both sides. Mm-hmm. There's arranged marriages, which actually last longer than Western marriages on average.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't judge. I just feel that whatever you do, your partner has to be on the same page, mm-hmm. right? So when we're talking about swinging, somebody always loses out.
Mm.
Somebody always loses out. Name any couple.
Will and Jada.
Okay, well, somebody will lose out. Somebody will lose
out. What do you mean somebody, by lose
out?
Somebody,
yeah,
always,
on what?
Somebody always loses out. Because
like
somebody,
like you'll go sleep with the girl when your wife's not around?
No. My point is that one of them is always less attracted to the other person than the other.
Got you.
So one of them always feels like, yeah, you know, you got it. You got you and I'm over here, like, not enjoying myself. So there's always going to be trouble.
But you're always going to lose. Your wife, though. You wouldn't want that. You wouldn't want Will Smith smashing your wife.
I just need to know, why are we talking about this?
Yes,
I love Will and Jada. I do not want to smash either one of them. I don't want to smash Kim and Kanye.
What about B&J?
Okay. No.
You thought about B&J?
What did
you
say? No. B&J. Bay and Jay. He Bay is in Jay. Love with Bay and Jay. Please don't activate them, okay? Listen, let's talk about the fact that we made it to 10 years in Hollywood.
Yeah, let's celebrate that.
Okay.
For the most part, you guys are like an under-the-radar kind of couple. How do y'all like stay out of the news? Like, you don't hear things about y'all. Like,
I like that.
Boris was doing that and Nicole was doing this.
You know what it is? It's priorities.
Yeah. Well, it's the kids.
Our family
really
is priority. And everything else comes second. And yeah. I think when you make that decision, rather than trying to balance everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, people are so concerned with the image. You know, I can't say I'm married. I can't say I got a girl. All that stuff is way too much. Like, you got to live your life.
Mm-hmm.
And our life is our kids. And when we prioritize that way and we instill good values and principles in our kids, we don't have time for all the other stuff.
How personal will you guys get on the show? Are you going to talk about, like, everything that goes on at home? Or do you feel like it might be difficult and affect your marriage?
It's not a reality show. It's a talk show.
Yeah, it's a talk show.
And we're going to have guests. I mean, there's going to be a lot of time hearing from other people. Mm-hmm. I think our challenge is not going to be talking about, you know, what underwear I wear to bed, but more so.
Not a bad topic.
Well, she don't wear any, so it doesn't matter.
That's the kind of openness we want
to hear. Yeah, my wife don't wear underwear.
Nobody cares about you. I got the talk show.
But, you know, it's going to be like a give and take. You know, we want to hear from other people. And the challenge is going to be able to, you know, host that show and give great interviews.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. This is something that we've been debating a lot lately, and this is also in the news. Chris Rock and his wife are getting divorced. They've been married almost 20 years. Right, he's worth $70 million.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going back and forth. Well, she should get half his money. No, she shouldn't. That's his money, even though they were married for however long.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that? Does a woman deserve half if they've been married 20 years? Prenup is no longer valid. I think they passed that mark.
Why you say woman? What if the woman has 70
million?
Well,
she hasn't worked, and she said that in this particular.
No, I'm saying in general.
In this particular. case, she also hasn't worked. Okay. She sacrificed her career, she said, to raise their two daughters.
I think that's the point right there, what you said. I think she sacrificed a lot. I think, like, my wife is my backbone. I'm hopefully her backbone. So we've been on this journey together. So I feel that. And Chris is a friend of mine, so I don't want to stab him back. Chris used to be a friend of mine, not anymore.
Until you started running your mouth in the Breakfast Club.
No, but look, he deserves all the success. He's incredible. And I think they've been on a journey together, so they have to figure out what's fair. I'm sure that Chris is a fair person. I'm sure that he wants his wife, who gave birth to his children.
Yeah, you know, when it's the mother of your children.
To sustain a lifestyle. Yeah. For her kids,
money doesn't
because
even
the kids,
matter.
Obviously, I think custody's going to go both ways. So I'm sure that he's going to look out
doesn't
in
matter.
A way.
Always take care of the mother of your children.
Yeah. Not only that, also, absolutely. Like, I don't negotiate with my nanny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't. I ask her what she needs, and that's what I'm going to give her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she takes care of the
your
most
children.
Prized possession
absolutely.
That I have, which is my kids.
Absolutely.
And I feel the
we
same way
be
about
able to
divorces.
Be here in New York.
When you divorce your wife or you divorce your husband, you want them to be as comfortable as you possibly can because it affects your life. It affects
right.
your kids.
Yeah.
And so I don't think there's going to be an issue with Chris at all. He's a, he's a great guy.
And
so
trust and believe, he's still going to make another $35 million.
Absolutely.
He'll make it back if he has to split that 70 in half.
Plus, it's an investment. Know? It's not like he's giving, you know what I mean?
It, he's it not goes throwing back any into money away. It's going back
his
into
children
his life.
And his life and everything else. So
now, Charlamagne talks about fat people all the time and how he doesn't respect them. And
I just shut the fuck up. First of all, I've never said anything of that sort. I say that when you're fat, it shows that you don't really care about yourself the way you should.
Okay, okay.
That's now, what I now, how do y'all feel about weight in a marriage and somebody gaining weight?
First
Boris
of all,
actually said that it's unacceptable.
Let her finish.
Oh,
because he got a lot of trouble for that. Talking about that girl.
Okay,
but you can't generalize like that. I'm sorry, yeah, because everybody has their own medicine. Some people is Hennessy, some people is hamburgers. Mm-hmm. Everybody medicates their pain.
I didn't forget you for water.
Some people is water. Some people is
gonna say wine. She go Hennessy. Baltimore.
Some people is working out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the healthy way.
Yeah, what? Yeah. Whatever.
Everything you named, the two things you named, Nicole, were unhealthy.
I'm just saying,
yeah, I'm
when
saying,
you when you're going through something
when
that when you medicate yourself with weed or alcohol or food, you know, you can't. This is what I do when I see somebody who's extremely overweight, I always assume I'm seeing progress because they might have just lost 40 pounds. Mm-hmm. You know,
absolutely.
That's how you see a glass half full.
Yeah, you got to always look, yes, give them the benefit
of the doubt. Absolutely.
They know what their struggles are, getting on planes and getting through tight spaces. And no, I got on a plane yesterday.
Oh, boy.
I mean, we got here 2-3 days ago, and I sat down. And I had two extra double belts in my connected to my chair.
They needed to.
Because somebody was before me, they had to expand the seatbelt. And I was out here with it. And I was like, wow, I can't imagine what that person must have gone through just trying to get in that seat and having to ask for those two extensions.
Right.
So you can't throw it.
Imagine that person sitting next to them.
I'm telling people to get in shape, though.
No, look, I think there's two words.
Talk to the mic.
Oh, sorry. There's two. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
There's two words, compassion and understanding. And I think whenever you talk about something that you can't comprehend, you have to try to meet the person where they're at.
Yeah.
And figure out what their struggles are before
he wants to know about
you.
How
and
you feel about it in the marriage, though.
In the marriage?
You said it was unacceptable for a woman to get fat.
Let's say Nicole gets 40
and
pounds.
The way you described it, now you made it sound like they were transgender, transracial. No, they're fat.
No. What I was saying was that I think when you get married, you make a commitment, and you make a commitment.
Oh, here we go.
You make a commitment to be the best version, spiritually, mentally, and physically.
There you
right?
go.
For your wife or husband.
Yes.
Right. And I didn't make a commitment for 2 days. I made a commitment for life.
Word.
That's what we say before God. Right. So I expect my wife to uphold the same commitment that I made.
So what happens if she gains 40 pounds?
Well, again, my wife
remember,
made,
about all
she was very eloquent.
In the Midwest,
she was,
watching
no,
the
no,
show.
Listen, she was very eloquent about this. She said, look, sometimes you struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's physically or spiritually, mentally, we all struggle. We all struggle on all those three levels. So as a husband, it's my duty, just as I made the commitment to be the best version of myself, to help her and support her in her struggles, whether it's physically, spiritually, or mentally. So if she gains 40 pounds, I will address that with her and I will say, look, obviously you gained 40 pounds. What's going on? I have to take responsibility too because she's married to me. So her gaining 40 pounds, I'm sure it has something to do with me as well, or it could. At least I have to consider that.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to give her the help that she needs in order to be her best version again, or be healthy and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because oftentimes when you gain 50 pounds, there's a very, very specific reasons for that. And oftentimes
how do you
it's
feel?
Because you're not happy.
Eating.
That's
what
I'm saying. Just,
I'm going to love my wife regardless. I don't care. I mean,
keep eating. That's just a symptom.
But, you know, I wouldn't care if she gained 40 pounds. I would try to help her lose it.
That's my point.
Work out together.
Yeah.
Eat healthy together.
There you go.
But she wouldn't make her feel bad.
I wouldn't make her feel bad.
And it goes both ways.
That's
men can't get fat either.
We can't
just get fat and get sloppy and expect y'all to still be faithful.
But, Sean, man, you lost a bunch of weight.
I lost 30 pounds.
Did your wife say anything to you when you had gained weight? Was she?
Nah, she didn't have to. I can look in the mirror and tell her, like, I'm not where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
Yeah, so that's if I want to be the best version of myself, I can't. If I'm not the best version of myself, I can't be the best version together for us. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Now let's talk sex a little bit.
Well,
recently, Lala released a scene. She's on Power, and they released a scene with her having sex with another guy, and her tatas.
Would y'all swing with Lala and Mello?
Oh my
How are you
going
to go there from that?
Okay, never mind.
Hold on. Repeat that. What happened?
I'll show you.
She did a topless.
She said, I'll show you.
Basically,
I'll show
she's topless
Nicole,
in the scene
mind, right?
in Power.
No.
And they're both saying they would not want their wives to ever do a scene where they are topless. Showing on TV. She is.
We've well, already crossed that. We that. Met topless.
We met topless naked.
How did y'all meet topless naked?
On Soul Food. Foods.
Yeah.
We're all up in the.
So right now, so you wouldn't mind if you had to do a nude scene or.
Well, he recently did that movie, Addicted. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, that was very sexual.
Yeah, I heard it was very sexual.
And he had a very sexual, many very sexual scenes with the beautiful Sharon Leal.
Let me show y'all a lot of
And get out of here, Sharon.
It threw me for a loop. Mm. You know, even though I'm used to it, we're both in the movie business.
Right.
This happens, not a big deal. I know what it's really like on set. There's cameras, a mm-hmm. guy holding a microphone.
Not
it's
sexy.
Not that sexy, really. But it was so hot. I felt very uncomfortable.
Like, this looks believable. You got the video? Yeah, like, look, this looks believable. I'm sorry. I can't.
Oh, it's frozen a little bit. There you go.
Like, that looked like my wife enjoyed
Don't
it.
Worry about the guy. Don't worry about the guy.
Oh, my goddess.
Get a close-up on Boris's face.
Stop it.
He's a breast man too, so I just wanted to know
what we're talking about.
Yeah, really.
This is Lala. Oh, there they go.
This guy.
Now that's a
mind
little,
you. He's Lala's friend.
I can take that.
You reconsider swinging now, aren't you?
No, no. I'm just saying. Huh? Wow. I mean,
what you think?
After
Boris?
The initial. You know, after Look. The first 3 seconds, they're boobs, okay? We all got them. We all seen them. Like, so I'm not that crazy about nudity. I think when he is squeezing them and putting them in his mouth, that's
Whoa.
Like, you
Next
know.
Next level.
Okay.
That's a little too much.
Yeah. Right. You can fake it, you know, pasties. I mean,
yeah,
there's
Yeah, you know
there's
how to fake it.
Yeah.
You know how to fake it. Like, we have a rule. We don't.
You're talking to the mic.
Oh, shoot. We have a rule. We don't do nipples and mouths and nipples.
Okay.
And we don't do tongue.
But you know what? He went all the way to the edge of that line in this last movie that
what
he
happened?
Did. There was like the mouth. I don't know. It got all the way to the areola.
No, I didn't. No, there was no. No, no, no.
Did it turn you on a little bit?
Turn me on.
Not at all.
No.
Not like I gotta get my man home.
I had to like put my head down and like
slapped
I was
me so hard.
I was sweating.
She
I had
me in the
I did
neck.
Not know that right. I would feel this way.
Were you
I
on set?
No, I at the
at
premiere.
This,
okay, no.
I would
no,
I,
set,
I didn't come
no,
to
come
no.
on now.
Wow.
It's what we do.
It threw
you know,
me.
We know it's what we do. And it's not sexy
But again,
at all. When
that
you
stuff
shoot those
isn't
scenes,
sexy.
There's 30 people around.
It would have been worse if I would have called him and he was in Sharon's trailer. You know, where there's no cameras. Like that's a problem that happens on set with people
right.
that they go off camera. It's the off camera stuff that you worry about. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it
I
hard,
don't know.
Is it hard being faithful as a sex symbol, Boris? These girls have been throwing it at you for years.
Well, Nicole Ari Parker is a sex symbol as well.
Yeah,
so.
It goes
Thank
both
you,
ways.
Yeah, they do throw their panties.
But you
in
know what, though? You,
all
again,
the time.
Again, I want to be here. I don't want to be anywhere else. I want to be here.
There you go.
That's a good answer.
And that's
question.
All that matters.
No, what's
no,
he going to get better?
I mean, so what? So what? I got to handle my business, you know? I got to make sure that I represent. I got to make sure that... and sometimes it's annoying when people don't want to take no for an answer and they get really ugly. You know, they start yelling at you and start calling your names.
You
because
gonna
you
give
don't
me
want...
some of that dick, Boris.
Hey, no, I...
All right, we're going to just use that. We're going to isolate that, and that is the headline.
We're using that.
That's the headline.
So clearly.
You did that to yourself.
Thank you guys very much.
You did that to yourself.
Now we know which couple he wants to smash.
Charlamagne comes out on the Breakfast Club.
There you go.
What's your wife's name?
Jessica,
you and I will just
did that
we go
yourself.
Back out.
Yeah.
That's why he was asking all those swinging questions.
Yeah. I know. There we have it.
Crystal Jenner, let me tell you something.
Charlamagne.
Let me tell you something. I have, you know, sometimes women will walk up to you and say, "Look, come to my room," blah blah blah, and you say no, and they say, "Well, don't matter. I'm going to tell everybody I did it anyway."
Wow.
And it's hard to stay calm because it's not cool. You know, it's not fair. It's not cool. But We're in this business. I mean,
somebody
this
really has said that to you. I'm going to tell everybody.
Oh, he's had a dog. Paternity, like all kinds of things.
I had paternity lawsuits from people I never met.
You know, anybody can accuse you of making them pregnant, and you have to get it.
You can only do that when you're a sex symbol.
No. But listen. When you a lot of these cats, they drink. You know, they do drugs and stuff, and they don't know who the, you know, they don't remember. So that's what they're counting on. So they just take a chance.
Well, Nicole, did you ever in your head say, think any of those allegations were true, or for a second say, what if he did do that?
No, I've met Boris with 8,000 women screaming. You know, like, this is how it's always been. And I don't think we could have made it if I was a crazy, jealous type. But the one, not because I'm so perfect or anything, or so confident that I didn't, you know, trip. It was more on him. And I tell men this all the time. You're the ones that make us crazy. You're acting weird on your phone and hiding it and taking it to the bathroom, whatever. He never acts weird or shady, so
I just take my phone because I take selfies when I'm in the bathroom.
And it's a little different now. You got an excuse to take your phone in the bathroom because of social media. The Twitter and the Facebook.
He's on some whole other.
Is that what you tell Jessica? I'm tweeting.
I'm doing business, woman.
We actually saw a picture. We saw a picture of Charlamagne on the toilet with his phone.
He locks the bathroom door to tweet.
Yes. Now, did you take Boris serious when he first tried to holler at you?
I was a little snobby because he was the model, you know, and I was the serious actress, and he was hired to play my boyfriend, so I was a little like, ugh. But then with him, you know.
Damn, he wasn't even an actor.
He was just a pretty boy.
She was discriminating. Yes. Oh, big time.
So what made you let your guard down?
You know what?
Exactly.
The thing you was talking about.
Same thing that made Charlamagne let his guard down.
You take it or leave it. What you gonna do?
Y'all share everything before y'all got with each other? Like, each other, you know, the body count is very important in relationships.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
for sure.
You gotta reveal who you slept with.
For sure.
You have to reveal who you slept with.
I revealed that she was a little secretive about it, and I found out after a while. We're driving, we were in New York, hanging out, walking down the street, and I hear.
No, he made me a whole.
Nikki Love! Nikki Love!
I'm like, what? Nikki Love?
What? Some dude, some, what? Some, some was... bouncer at some club.
Some
bouncer. Nikki, yeah, he's like, Nikki. Oh, he was like, oh, Nikki Love. I was like, whoa, Nikki Love. Who's that? What is that? What?
Anyway.
And she's like, ah, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what
moving
she's
on.
Anyway,
that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
That gotta suck, though, because you get famous, and now it's like a bouncer.
Everybody wants to claim, right? I don't know what that was about.
Whatever.
Now, what about disciplining your children? How do you guys discipline your children?
We do, definitely. It's important.
Well,
kids need structure. They need a schedule. They need structure. They need discipline, because it gives them a sense of safety. You know, that confidence. And I grew up in Germany, German mother. So boom, boom, boom. Everything was on time and dinner at this time. And so I was raised.
Yeah,
like that.
He's kind of the drill sergeant.
I wasn't
sergeant.
Spanked, but I was really.
I was spanked.
I was disciplined.
And I haven't spanked my children yet, but I do.
How old are they?
She said yet.
How old are they?
10 and 8.
Ten and you haven't spanked yet?
Nope.
That's pretty good.
No, but I jacked up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she jacked up.
Oh, yeah.
My mom yokes up.
Yeah, I yoke up. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you just have to. It's not about abuse. It's about you're almost saving them for the real world. Like, listen, watch yourself. Pull yourself together. Because, you know, someone's going to watch your mouth.
Right. Now, did you two pitch this show, or did they come to you and say, you know what would be a great idea?
No, it came from us. We conceptualized it 5 years ago as a radio show, and then we couldn't do it scheduling-wise. And last year, we looked at each other and said, the timing is right to do it right now. We got
to
do it now.
And we went to Fox. And
they were excited about it.
Yeah,
we're excited about it.
Now, Boris, you also said one time that infidelity is justified in certain cases.
Boo.
What was it?
Hold on. What was the context?
Yeah, that's that in a movie?
That's very out of context for me to say. What do you remember what that was?
Nicole looking like, when did he say that?
He said it's justified in certain cases.
Was he acting?
So that's what I was going to ask you. What are those cases?
I don't know what that context was.
I
know.
Where did you get that from, sir?
Please
pull your sources.
Next question.
I don't know what I know how would, because I don't think it is. No, I don't remember that I said that.
That's not a good answer if I'm on a talk show and I raise my hand and I say, hey, Mr. Kojo, is infidelity justified?
Well, you didn't ask him that. You said he said it.
Okay, boom, let's start over.
They don't want to answer that.
Hey, Mr. Kojo, is infidelity justified in certain cases?
Yeah, well, I don't think so, but you would have to give me a case that I would understand that to be. But generally speaking, I would not agree with that statement.
Got you.
Yeah.
Now, my, correct me if I'm wrong. Are both of y'all products of interracial relationships?
No. I'm just light skinned okay. From Baltimore.
Yeah. Got you.
That's it. I wish I could say I was half something. But I'm not.
So you can't play Rachel Dozier in the Lifetime movie?
But you know that you see it's all over Twitter that saying that should play her in the movie. It's hilarious.
Now, I want to ask you guys one more question because we had a very heated argument behind the scenes about this yesterday. Now, this young lady was on Instagram. She posted a picture of somebody that was her coworker, I guess kind of above her at work. And she had quit that day, and she put out there that she quit because she was tired of the BS. You can only take so much. And she was tired of pretending like this fool is a good person. I couldn't do it anymore. And then she put out there that her boss had cheated on his wife, got the intern pregnant, had a baby, so on and so forth.
She put all the business in the
show. She put all of that on Instagram.
With the name.
With the name.
Yes, and a picture of him with the baby. All of it was true, like I guess. You know, if it is true, he did have a baby by the intern. And she said, I refuse to put up with this BS for another round, not in my place of business. That's unacceptable for a person to make my work environment uncomfortable because they can't keep their D in their pants.
Wow.
And so on and so forth. Do you think that was a bad move, or do you think she's okay to do that because it's her experience?
I think it's a bad move.
I agree.
Oh, my God. There's no...
Because social media is very dangerous. I mean, it can be very detrimental to your life, really. And I think that she cannot possibly know the whole story.
I agree.
Now, whether he did what he did or not, it's not of her business.
Exactly.
She could... There's other ways
to deal with a boss who's abusing you. There's H&R, there's a department that deals with all that. Mm-hmm. And she could have handled it professionally to solve her issues in the workplace.
I think that social media has given credibility to millions and millions and millions of people that do not deserve it.
Credibility is a strong word.
Well, no, credibility.
It's giving them a voice, but I don't know if it's credible.
No, but as soon as somebody tweets something, it becomes news. I don't care
who they are,
where they are, what they're doing, or if they have anything, if they don't back up their stories.
True. That's why I don't think
credible. I include ourselves in that discussion as well, because I have no business talking about certain things. I wasn't there.
I mean,
when
I can have my opinion, but I preface it saying this is just my opinion, and that's how it's going to be on the show. We're not trying to be experts.
And also, I think that when you make statements like this, you have to be accountable. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, people that tweet have like a picture of a balloon or
Homer Simpson,
whatever. Yeah. They're not accountable. They don't take responsibility for their statements.
That's very dangerous
because I don't mind stating your opinion, but then be man or woman enough to be accountable and be responsible to say, look, it's me.
How long have you been married?
I've been married 13 years.
13 years?
I've been with my wife since 16.
Wow.
Yeah, 4 kids.
Wow. Amazing.
2 girls, 2 boys.
How old are they?
13, 11, 2, and 1.
They're getting...
You took a little break and then...
Took a little break.
And came right back to it.
We might have one more. You know, we just love kids.
That's wow. Incredible.
It wasn't easy. It was, you know, up and down.
You're going to tell us that.
Do you think it's beneficial that you guys
got together? So what is somebody like you... What working dad, big family, 13 years. What would make you tune into a new talk show? What do you want to see? With married people being the host.
You know what it is? Just real life conversations. I think the best thing about the Breakfast Club is we're real. If something happens in my relationship with my wife, good or bad, we talk about it. Mm. Yeah. There's somebody going through the same problem. Somebody going through the same heaven, the same hell.
Yeah.
And sometimes hearing that lets somebody else feel like I can work through it or I can get through it as well.
And y'all have to draw off your own experiences. I'd like to hear from y'all. I'd like to see y'all be transparent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
As opposed to just telling everybody else what to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, absolutely. You know, I mean, we relate everything to what we have gone through.
That's what we want to hear.
You know, whenever whenever somebody asks us a question, we always bring it back to, you know, what we went through and what we have done, what we haven't done, what we have learned, what we're still learning, what we don't know, because we're not experts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all we can be is real.
And you know, sometimes you think you're the only one going through something, right?
Absolutely.
And then somebody says it on the radio or on TV, and you're like, oh my God, I cannot believe that. Like, it's with kids especially, or you think your kid's the only one that Googled kissing or sex on the computer, and then you talk about that, and you realize it helps to share that kind of information. You can help each other.
Mm-hmm.
How did you deal with that? What is the age-appropriate way to deal with something like that?
Absolutely.
You know.
Let's go back to Lala. Oh. So,
Lala, do you think starting a relationship before social media was present probably is a beneficial thing? Because it's way harder now,
it
seems, with the Twitter, with the Instagram, with the Facebook, and all of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Social media is a great thing because it's liberated people. It's helped people voice their concerns. And, you know, the whole Middle East has changed because of social media. But I also think that it can be, like I said, detrimental to relationships, especially because we get so isolated and insulated by social media. We don't take in people anymore. We don't communicate the same way. We don't look at people anymore. I mean, got people walking down the street like this,
mm-hmm. Start up.
And bumping into you. I do that sometimes when people do that, and I hold them. I say, "Hey, you would have just missed me." And they go,
look, it's me, Boris Kojak.
Put the phone down. Look what you're missing.
Do you want to smash me in my way?
Now, when's this show premiering?
July 6th.
July 6th. Right after the 4th of July on Fox.
And we got to give a shout out to P. Diddy, my man, and JB, who have been holding it down with Revolt. Congratulations
on everything, and to you guys
very
too.
Very nice.
What if you're on stage and you know somebody stands up and goes, "Yo, Nikki Love."
Now they might.
You try me. Security.
We'll lay you
outside. Out back right now. I'll meet you out back.
Six. We appreciate you for joining us.
Thank you.
Say Boris's whole name again.
Boris Frederick Cecil Tenete Ofute Kojo.
Okay, let's do it real quick. Tenate Ofuate.
Tenate Ofuate.
There you go.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, "Somebody's in the house," and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.